Hello and welcome to the Business Today Daily News Podcast. I'm Rashi and here are the top stories. Under fire for the worst privacy debacle in his company's history, Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg batted away often aggressive questioning on Tuesday from lawmakers who accused him of failing to protect the personal information of millions of Americans from Russians intent on upsetting the US election. During some 5 hours of Senate questioning, Zuckerberg apologized several times for Facebook failures. "We have made a lot of mistakes in running the company," Zuckerberg conceded, "and Facebook must work harder at ensuring the tools it creates are used in good and healthy ways." Two-wheeler giant Honda Motorcycle and Scooter India has said that it would invest Rs 800 crore during fiscal 2019 to expand its operations in the country as it targets a double-digit growth for the third consecutive year. In fiscal 2018, Honda registered a 22% growth in sales at 6.12 million units, surpassed only by estranged partner Hero MotoCorp. HMSI is by far the largest scooter maker in the country and accounts for over 50% scooters sold in the country. Moving on, in a complaint filed to the Federal Trade Commission, a coalition of more than 20 advocacy, consumer and privacy groups claim that Google's video platform YouTube is violating US child protection laws. It is collecting personal data on users aged less than 13 years, as reported by Reuters. Google said that while it had not received the complaint, protecting kids and families has always been a top priority. In other news, e-commerce major Flipkart is betting big on IoT-powered devices like wearables and smart home solutions and is working with large Indian and global brands to expand these niche categories. Home automation category is at a nascent stage in India. For the category to scale up, we need big brands. We are working with brands across these niche categories to bring them to customers in the country, Flipkart head of private labels and electronics Adarsh Menon told PTI. The company has partnered with tech giant Google to exclusively sell online the latter's home and home mini voice activated speakers. The Enforcement Directorate is all set to file its first charge sheet by the second week of May against Nirav Modi, Mehul Choksi and others in the Rs 13,700 crore PNB fraud case. The complaint would have investigation details with the annexure of evidence that includes the copies of fraudulent letters of undertakings, the complex structure of web companies, a complete modus operandi of diverting bank money from India to abroad and back. It would also include the details of dummy directors and shareholders created to manage these shell companies and inflatory import-export bills used to seek bank loans. And with that, it's a wrap of the podcast for today. Tune in tomorrow for more.